The Touch Lighters Church Light Encounter Radio Series with Pastor Ernest Osiri and Pastor Mrs. Susan Osiri. Here at TTC, we aim to raise men and women in the body of Christ whose lives would reflect the life and the light of God. From wherever you may be listening, may you be blessed by this series.
This is the Light Encounters Radio Series brought to you by the Touch Lighters Church. And my name is Ernest Osiri, your regular host. What a great thing to see that God has brought us to a new year. And the year has started rolling. I want you to understand we're already counting down. The year has started rolling. No time to waste, no go slow anywhere. Make sure you queue in and then be part of what God is doing. Make sure you do not leave any part of your life to the chances of the devil. In the mighty name of Jesus, shall we pray? Father, thank you. Great joy, O God, that we are alive, woken up by you, by your strength. Father, we thank you. Thank you, thank you. Let your spirit breathe upon your word and let your name be glorified. Thank you, mighty Jesus. In Jesus' precious mighty name, amen. All right, today I have something I would like to share with you, and I know for sure that this is going to bless your life. I want to start by asking you, how is the year rolling by? I'm sure you are up and about with 2022. This is a year that we all dreamt of. This is a year that we prayed to God that we might see. And God has brought us into this year fully, hearty, and healthy. And so make sure you maximize this year in God and ensure that you do not give any chance to the devil. Let me read for you 2 Chronicles chapter 15 and verse 1. I will start from verse 1. 2 Chronicles chapter 15 and verse 1. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, Azariah the son of Obed. And hear what the Bible says in verse 2. I like this. He said, went out to meet Asa. He said, listen carefully, Asa, and listen, Judah and Benjamin. I'd like you to listen very, very attentively. Listen very, very attentively. One of the ways to advance in life is if you have a listening ear. And the man was about to say a very, very important thing, and then he asked them to listen. The same I said to you, listen to what God is about to tell you. If you can listen to what I'm about to tell you, I can assure you that your 2022 will begin to have meaning. And now the Bible says, Asa, and listen, Judah and Benjamin, God will stick with you as long as you stick with him. Wow, I like this translation, Message Bible. God will stick with you as long as you stick with him. If you look for him, he would let himself be found. Wow. God will stick with you if you stick with him. If you look for him, he will allow himself to be found by you. But if you leave him, he will leave you. This is marvelous. This is mind-blowing, that God can be found. And this is what I want you to go home with this morning. God can be found. And the man of God said to them, if you stick with God, God will stick with you. Number one, I want you to understand that in life, you don't leave everything in the hands of God. By that I mean, understand me, that you have a part to play and God has his own part to play. Prior to now, these people were in distress. The Bible said nothing was working around them. Everything had gone haywire. Life was completely difficult for these people. And they didn't know which way to turn to. Left was not possible, right was not possible. Front and back everywhere was occupied with problems. Just like in the days when God brought out the people of Israel from the hand of the Egyptian. The Bible says when they left Egypt and they headed unto the wilderness, there was a mighty Red Sea before them. There were mountains by the two sides, and the Egyptians were coming behind them, and so they were locked in. This is the same challenge that these people were. Everything had gone haywire. Nothing was working around them. I want to ask you a question. Could that be your situation? Could that be what you're facing right now? Maybe the years appears to still be very, very new, but nothing is happening. Maybe you came into 2022 with mighty expectations and yet nothing happening. Maybe you had tarried before the Lord from first up to now and yet nothing happening. I have a solution to you. And the Bible says, and God spoke to them and he said to them, God will stick with you as long as you stick with him. I call your attention to stick with God. Stick with God in 2022. They decided to stick with God despite the fact that things were not working. If you can stick with God amidst all your problems and troubles, I can assure you that Jesus Christ of Nazareth will step in and do something in your life. Jesus Christ will step in and turn things around. And he advised them, he said to them, stick with God. And God will stick with you. He went for that to say, he said, if you look for him, you will find him. He will let you find him. Oh, what a thing of joy to understand that the creator of the entire world could be found. Oh, what a thing of joy to understand that Jehovah Jireh could be found. Oh, what a thing of joy to understand that the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the Ancient of Days can be found. This should gladden your heart to know that you can find God. God is findable. God is seekable. When you seek him, you can find him. This is a thing that is gladdening my heart. And let me ask you a question. If you can find God, what else can you not find? Everything you are looking for is found in God. Your salvation is found in God by his son. He has packaged his salvation and put it in his son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that whosoever believeth in him will never perish but have everlasting life. Salvation can be found. Every other thing can be found. And the Bible says in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added on to you. What is it that you're looking for? It can be found. If you can find God, you can find it. If you can find God, you can find your health. If you can find God, you can find your peace. If you can find God, you can find your job. If you can find God, you can find your wife. If you can find God, you can find your husband. If you can find God, every other thing is findable. And the Bible said that when we seek God first, that God will add up everything unto us. What a thing of joy to know and to understand that God is findable. You can find him. He said, if you look for him, he will let himself be found. You can find God. You can find him. Wake up from your slumber. Brace up your mind. Guide yourself with strength from above and tell yourself and tell the devil and tell your neighbors and tell your wife and tell your husband and tell your children that you can find God. That was exactly what Jacob did in the book of Genesis chapter 32. A time came, the Bible says, and Jacob divided everything that he had because his heart was full of fear. He was afraid that his brother was coming to attack him. He divided all his possessions. And the Bible says, on that day, that night, he sent everything away. He sent the children away. He sent the wife away. He sent the servants away. He sent the medicine away. And he tarried before the Lord all through the night and fought with an angel until he found God. You can find God this year. You can find him amidst all situations. You can find him amidst everything that ache your life. You can find God. And that was advised. That was the word of the Lord that came to the children of Israel. He said that God will let himself to be found if we can seek him. But then he said, but if you leave him, He will leave you cow. I just love God. Any way you want it, that's the way you get it with him. Any way you want it, that's the way you get it. If you want to seek him, you'll find him. If you want to leave him, he will leave you. That's the Bible. We can add to it, we can subtract from it, and that's God. And no wonder the Bible says in the book of James chapter 5, he said, draw near unto me and I will draw near unto you. I'd like you this year to make up your mind to seek God, and I can assure you, you can find him. A whole lot of people have tried to seek God and they found him. Abraham sought for God, he found him. Isaac sought for God, he found him. Jacob sought for God, he found him. Oh, Joseph sought for God, he found him. King Asa sought for God, he found him. You can find him. Wake up from your slumber. Encourage yourself. Gather your children this year and tell them that it is time to seek God, and that is an assurance that you can find God. I come with God's word to you, and I say to you, are you ready to stick to him? If you can stick to him, he can stick to you. If you can look for him, you can find him. If you leave him, he will leave you. What a message. If you can stick to God, God will stick to you. If you can seek him, you will find him. If you leave him, he will leave you. Wow. Wake up, brace up, encourage yourself, wipe away your tears. The solution to your problem is here. It is in seeking God. And the man of God came to them. He said to them, don't cry. Don't ever lose hope. Let your heart not be afraid. Let your heart not be troubled. If you can seek God, you can find him. I'm glad to know that I can find God. I'm made up my mind, I'm going to seek God, and I know I will find him. I've made up my mind, I'm going to stick with God, and I know he will stick with me. I have made up my mind, I will leave God, for that is not an option. Today, on this day, I want to pray with you. I want to encourage you with this word that you can find God. And the moment you find God, according to Matthew 6:33, you would have found every other thing. I welcome you one more time into this year 2022. And I trust God that you have made up your mind to seek God, to find him. You will find him. I declare upon your soul. I declare upon your spirit. I declare upon your body. You shall find God. Everything you need this year, you shall find God, and you shall get it. The moment you lay hold on God, you would have laid hold on life. The Lord honor you. The Lord bless you. Shall we pray? Father, thank you for your word that has gone well ahead of your people. And I pray, oh God, as your word has gone forth, Lord, according to your word, it shall not return back unto you void. People have taken resolutions, oh Lord, including that they have said that they will seek you. I pray, Father, as they seek you, may they find you. Thank you for hearing. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' precious mighty name. Wow. One more time, thank you for just giving your ears to these. I just enjoin you to tune in same time, same station next week, and you will never regret, because God's word will always come out fresh in your mind and in your life. I'm Pastor Ernest Osiri, and I say to you, Shalom.
You are causing light to shine from God.
Thank you for listening. For more inquiries, call us on 091-570-71584 or 091-283-23500. Or you could follow us on our social media handles. On Facebook, we are called The Touchlighters Church. On Instagram, we are called The Touchlighters Church. Or you could visit our website, www.thetouchlighterschurch.org. Go and live a practical life of light.
Hey, we are standing here before you, God.
Standing here before you.